And welcome, everybody, to episode 404 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty, crusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug.
That's only because you didn't bring us a towel, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, how are you? Start with you, Mug. How was your week?
My week has been largely shit, but I did want to make a note that maybe it's just me, but it sounded like the beginning of the new intro. There was a harmonica that showed up out of nowhere. I'm like, I'm not playing that.
No harmonica.
Ghost harmonica.
Yeah, ghost it's like harmonica.
Christine, but with a harmonica.
Yeah, exactly. Like a rogue harmonica. That's like my worst nightmare ever.
That plays.
It's the new Star Wars. It's the new Star Wars movie. Rogue harmonica. Star
Wars. Rogue harmonica. Why would I say what, freaks in chat? That's about it right now.
I think it's because Eric posted that link about Pope Francis urging young people to reject video games. Francis, Frank, Francisco. Yeah. So clever. Oh God.
That's the type of shit that we're going to go through in this show today. I can tell already.
That's a good thing I'm already drunk.
Breakman, how about you, man? How was your week?
I just told you I'm already drunk. Let's go. I'm ready for this.
Pretty much, yeah. He's circumvented that whole
and
thing.
Eric, how was your week, man?
Mostly okay.
And also already drunk.
Yeah, exactly. And me,
I'm not drunk at all.
Already high. Yes, no.
Oh, you're behind the eight ball. Get on this.
Yeah, you're the only one, Eric. The only one. Come on.
No. That's like, I know. I'm in front of an eight ball, and it's about to disappear.
Yeah. Oh, Eric.
All I heard was something about Eric pulling it out, and I'm not sure I want to know where this goes.
Can I not talk right or something?
No, you're talking just no, perfectly, my man. As a matter of fact, Eric, you can go ahead and get started with the first news story. We got a ton of news to get to.
Damn you, Frank. I mean,
Gamatsu, and there's an announcement for an Oceanhorn sequel called Oceanhorn Knights of the Lost Realm. And set in another time period, and it looks even more like Zelda than before.
Yeah, there you go. When's it coming out, Eric?
Let's see. Say the first game is due September 7th, but there's no date for this one yet. It's just an announcement.
I got you. So it's a non-story. All right, on to the next story, Mug.
On to the next story. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. PlayStation Plus price hike is going to be a pricing increase is happening in the United States and in Canada. In September, basically they'll be going up in the U.S. by $10 a year, and $59.99 USD or $69.99 CAD for 12 months and $24.99 USD, $29.99 CAD for 3 months.
So basically, they're omitting Microsoft.
And the monthly plan is $12.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Canada,
the thing is, it's
$10.
It doesn't surprise me because inflation
that's
is still
how much
a thing.
Xbox One is.
Yeah, I mean, inflation's still a thing. And with the greater popularization of the PS4 and the mandating of PlayStation Plus use for online, and it's not surprising. I mean, it kind of sucks, but it's still cheaper than a lot of things are.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I haven't paid for it in a long time.
You can find
but
cards for like less.
I'm not complaining. Like I willingly paid.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, Sony's always. They've always been like, no, it's free. It should be free. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, and then they start charging for it, and they're like, we're still cheaper than Xbox. Like, this is ridiculous, the prices they charge and shit.
Well,
they're not ridiculous. Like, that makes sense. Admit it.
The difference is, I don't know if they still do it, but Xbox or Microsoft used to gate all kinds of shit, like a Netflix subscription behind the Xbox Live Gold. And which was and is a horseshit.
I don't think it's still behind that gold, but you're right. I agree with you on that. But I don't think it is still. I don't know because I have Netflix and gold. So
I think they would be able to get away with that just because everything supports Netflix nowadays.
I was going
you get a TV with like a cheap $160 television, 32 inch that will have Netflix and Hulu and shit built into it. So I can't see that working well.
I was going to bring up Netflix as an example. My Netflix is going up a couple of dollars. But to be honest with you, if there's a subscription out there that works for you. Like right now, neither one of the subscription works for me, right? Either the PlayStation Plus or the Xbox, even if I had the newest, latest, and greatest, right now, it just doesn't make sense for me, you know? But Netflix makes a lot of sense for me, so I pay that, and I'm happy to pay that.
Oh, look, Halo 5's coming to PC.
Oh, of course.
Do we really need the Xbox One?
Well, I thought it was already on PC, but it was – they just – they're adding the Forge ability, the ability to make your own levels.
Yeah.
Well, I knew about the Forge, but I think it's actually coming.
Well, I mean, I thought it was already out. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Maybe so the price jump takes effect on September 22nd, apparently. I don't think it's a huge deal. I mean, like you said, Mug, inflation's a bitch, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's happening. It's not, you know, and one thing actually that I can confirm, that I was always under the impression that, you know, if you know, you get your free games, you know, with your PlayStation Plus subscription. If your subscription lapses, you lose access to those games. I was under the impression that if your subscription lapses, you lose access to those games indefinitely. Like you,
what?
Or you would have to repurchase. Hang on, that you would have to actually purchase them if you're, and they wouldn't come back if you re-upped. But I found that that's not the case because a friend of mine, he let his subscription lapse, lost all of his stuff, he re-upped and got all of it back. So hey, cool.
Well, I think that's the way it should be. If you buy a game, yeah, you buy a fucking game.
Well, the thing is, it's not, you know, it's not a free game in the sense that you basically, you know, it's a bonus with your subscription. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you get access to all the shit on Netflix as long as you stay subscribed to it. You don't own any of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. But
it works the same way. And I was like, oh, that's good to know.
I think a good analogy is like taking Netflix, the Netflix model, and you have a queue, right, of movies you want to watch. And if you lapse, it doesn't lose your queue per se. And then you get it back, and then your queue's still there. You know what I mean? Like, it just picks up where you left off. I've done that before. I've let Netflix go out for a month and then got it back, and everything was still there. That's the way it should be. You know, like, if you pay for a game, like, you should have access to that game for – I mean, because think about a physical copy. If you take good care of a physical copy, you're going to have that for a long time, right?
But the difference is these aren't actually like games that you're paying for. This is just stuff given as a premium.
Oh, I got
access given as a premium.
Yeah,
as for subscription.
I have this image of Frank taking care of his games, like his old PlayStation 1 games, better than his kids. Like his kids are coming up to him, like, "Daddy, can we play some games?" And he's like, "No, bitch, I'm fucking dusting this." And he's wiping off his copy of Final Fantasy.
To be fair, you'd be better off. You'd be better off thinking of, you know, picturing me in that scenario.
Oh, shut up.
Are you that way?
I'm
very much that way. I take ridiculously good care of my stuff. I still have stuff from, you know, like from the, you know, PlayStation era and earlier that's still in pristine condition.
I think you
would probably stop and address your children, right? Frank, not so much.
Not like, if I could help it.
Like, I told you, fucking clean the garage. I just finished. Well, fucking clean the roof then. God damn it.
Yeah, clean those gutters.
Find something else to do and get out of my hair.
That's, you know what? I have said similar stuff to that. I've been like,
why do I have to tell you what to do? Like, you should know this by now.
Yeah, go do something other than be here bothering. Yeah, don't just do something else. Yeah, I agree. All right, break. Next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Mystery Chronicle One Way Heroics Limited Run Physical Edition announced.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It was announced, and there will be 5,000 copies, and this will be for Vita and PlayStation 4. Why? What the fuck, Gamatsu?
I know. Where's the date, man? I want the fucking date. Jesus Christ. All right. Let's move on.
There's not even a date. Like, no, this date is just the September general release, which is like a few days away from now. So yeah, exactly. What the fuck?
Exactly. All right. Let's move on to another announcement. Cygames has come to us from Gamatsu as well. Cygames announces anime RPG Princess Connect Dive for smartphones. Cygames announced what I just said for iOS during its Cygames Next 2016 event. Tokyo, due out, oh, I love this, due out in 2017. So this is a non-story. So I do sometimes.
Well, it says here that it has some staff from Soccer Wars and Wit Studio from Attack on Titan, and somebody called Akira from Kieran Kazoku Niki.
Hmm. All right, so there you go. There's some names on this game, but still, 2017, pretty vague. So I don't know. I don't know if you heard
also
about
smartphones.
Eric, have you heard of this game? Like, what do you know? Are you excited for this or what?
I have no idea what it is. It's a new IP.
All right. Well, let's move on until we get more information. Let's go, Eric.
More Cygames stuff. Cygames and Platinum Games announce a real-time tactics game, Lost Order, for smartphones. And it's produced by Cygames Yuito Kimura and Platinum Games Asushi Inaba. And Yasumi Matsuno is the director.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything in a while.
Looks pretty.
Am I the only one who's kind of lost faith in Platinum?
Yeah. No, they haven't
produced anything. The luster has lost from Platinum Games.
Do you have a lost
not,
order?
Not quite as shiny.
Yeah, do you have a lost order from Platinum Games?
Anyways, music's from Hideki Sakamoto, and the art direction's Akihiko
Yoshida. Hideki or Hitoshi?
Hideki.
Oh, okay, I know Hitoshi Sakimoto, but I don't know Hideki Sakamoto.
Hmm. Anyways, it's set in the destroyed capital, Gold Heaven, which sustained a prophecy of destruction and features four main characters. The legend of the Soaring Black 13 Knights is an important keyword.
Yeah, it looks real pretty. Looks nice, for sure. So that's something to keep a lookout for.
Only Platinum game I'm interested in only slightly is Scalebound.
Hmm. Breakman.
Everything else they've done is licensed shit, and they did Star Fox, yeah. Which, according to who you talk to, is either okay or it's awful.
Yeah. All right. More
that's not a very good recommendation. No. Either it's okay.
Or it's horrible. I can't tell you what I thought.
Everything I've heard about is that the control scheme is unbearable.
And people complained about Kid Icarus too, so maybe they're all bitches.
Somehow I doubt that that's the case.
And they're also the same people that complain about Skyward Sword.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to more Cygame news. Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Grand Blue Fantasy, the animation will begin airing in January 2017. Cygames announced during its Cygames Next 2016 event in Tokyo. They had their own fucking event, huh? Mm-hmm. Cygames debuted the anime's first trailer at the event. The video list, I don't know how to pronounce that,
Yuki.
Yuki Ito as director. I'm sorry, Frank. I have no idea. I can't guess on that one.
Well, to be fair, there's like 18 Cygames articles here. It's hard to keep them all apart.
Yeah. Toshifuma. Yeah, no shit. Akai as character designer. Nobu Uematsu and Tsutomu Narita as composer. Those are the composers. The composer and A1 Pictures as the production company. Watch the debut trailer on YouTube. So
yep.
There you go.
There you go. Even more Cygame news, Mug. Let's go back to the previous story, please.
I've never heard of this company, but they're doing a lot of shit now.
Apparently. Now, and I am completely lost. I have no idea which of these links. What's
I know.
The header
I'm
for?
Sorry. I'm lost, too. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Cygames announces high-end console game Project Awakening is the next one.
Okay. All right, and I've actually got that one loaded, and I like that their subheading for this one is Embrace Disappointment and Regret. Cygames announced Project Awakening, a high-end console game, during its Cygames Next 2016 event in Tokyo. A platform was not announced, but the end of the teaser trailer shown at the event reveals the developer to be Cygames Osaka, which Cygames opened in May 2015 to focus on PS4 development and is still recruiting. Cygames has yet to upload the trailer to its YouTube account, but we have a stream-recorded version below. Update as of the 24th. The official upload has been replaced below. It shows a mysterious girl pictured above, falling from the sky onto a city, also pictured, and the text, "She had a dream, embraced in the disappointment and regret of when the awakening arrives." A release window was not announced, so yeah. Not really a story.
Not really a story again. Let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu.
This game is happening, we promise.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're not giving you a date.
At least it's better than a Kickstarter promise, like Project Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu, guys. Granblue Fantasy, the animation, airs in January 2017. First trailer. First look at the upcoming anime. Granblue Fantasy, the animation, will begin airing in January 2017, Cygames announced at their aforementioned many times Cygame Next 2016 event in Tokyo. So, there you go.
You know why I'm sighing, Frank?
Because Break already did this story.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
God damn it. Next story. Eve's 8. Sorry.
Wait, what?
Eve's 8. From Silicon Era. Lacrimosa.
Christmas Eve's 8.
Oh, my God.
This is yours, isn't it, Mug?
I guess.
It should be mine.
Go ahead, Mug.
All right. Eve's 8, Lacrimosa of Donna, was released in Japan last month in... PlayStation Vita in Japan. But a demo in Japan was just released in Japan in the Japanese PlayStation store in Japan. For those who have yet to try it out in Japan, the Japanese demo was available in Japan here. And with those of you in Japan with Japanese PSN accounts, can try it out in Japan for free in Japan. Its download size is 865 megabytes in Japan. And its Japanese save data carries over to the Japanese full version of the game.
In Japan. Oh, man.
Hang on. Okay, it's not quite as bad. Eve's 8, Lacrimosa of Donna is available in Japan for PlayStation Vita. The PlayStation 4 version is expected to be released in early 2017.
I wonder how many times...
In Japan!
It's the demo, not the game.
Yeah, it's just the demo there.
Hey, Mug.
I thought about getting this. I thought about seeing if I could get it, but I was like, well, shit, I can't do that because if I do, you know, in order to get into the PlayStation Store on my Vita now, I have to upgrade the firmware, which means I can't do the hack.
And the PS4 version's not out yet either.
Well,
and it won't be until like next year.
I get the sense, Mug, that this game is available for in Japan. That's the sense that
The ironic thing is that's where you're wrong.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the irony. Wow. All right, let's move on.
It's a Nippon. Let's be pedantic.
Mug, why don't you take the next story, please?
All right, hang on a second. It's coming to us live from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And come on, let's pull this up. All right, Knights of Azure 2 announced for PlayStation 4 and Vita.
In Japan.
That's going to be the title of the episode, In Japan. Yeah. The most recent issue of Dengeki PlayStation, a Japanese magazine, revealed an announcement for Knights of Azure 2, Bride of the New Moon, which Gus will release for PlayStation 4 and the Vita in Japan. It's set for release in Japan only for now on December 22nd, 2016. Keisuke Kikuchi will produce, and Hiroshi Kataoka of Samurai Warriors Chronicle fame will direct. And these people, in case you can't tell, are Japanese. Makoto Shibata of Fatal Frame will write, Junichi Fujisaku will supervise, and Yoshiku is in charge of character design. Not long after the official announcement went live, Famitsu posted their own preview of the title, which includes incredible details on story, characters, and gameplay. We have one, Anatoria, a straightforward girl who prefers action over words. She becomes a half-demon, obtains the power to fight demon, and fights to save Liliana. So basically, she's Dante. Liliana Selfin, a girl chosen as the Bride of Time. She is kind and doesn't discriminate against anyone she meets, but is also strong at her core. Ariarod. Alushe and Liliana's childhood friend and holy knight of an organization opposing the Curia. She is hot-blooded and somewhat arrogant, but serious at her core. I'm predicting lots of Yuri romantic tension.
But I think it's like two-player now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you'll fight enemy demons together with your partner, Lily. You can freely select your Lily, so apparently that's a title and not a name, and your bonds will deepen as you fight together. As you develop your relationship and awaken new abilities, intimate events will occur. Both Liliana and Ruinhide can be chosen as a Lily. I'm sure they can. At least it's not an orchid, you know, with the petal thing opening up and the... As for the game's connection with its predecessor, it carries over gameplay systems like Servans, as well as the affectionate, apocalyptic, dark fantasy taste of the original, but the gameplay will have a considerably different feeling. And then there's also some screenshots and box art.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Interesting.
I hope so. The gameplay is different, and by different I mean better, because it's not that the first game's gameplay was bad. It was just – it was kind of trying to be eased, but it kind of didn't really hit the mark. Mm. It was I gave the game like a 7.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, Breakman. Next story, please.
I got to read one? Wait, is this the Dark Souls, or what are we doing here? I was chatting, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls 3, Ashes of Ariandel. DLC launches October 25th. Do you guys want a synopsis or not?
Also, it's sad that nobody's in chat but us.
I think no, Freak's in there.
Freaks in there. That's who I was talking to. Was Freak.
Freak.
the cost will be $14.99. A season pass, which will include this expansion, which is the second, and others is $24.99. So basically, buy the season pass, or you know, Return to the World is Dark Souls 3 and uncover a terrible secret that lies within the frozen land of Ariandel.
Isn't this like the first? Excuse me. DLC that they've done for the game.
Well, this is the second, actually. Players will find themselves steeped in a brand new environment filled with terrifying new enemies, challenges, and exciting lore to expand the overarching Dark Souls 3 storyline.
No, it says right here, it says the first of two.
It says the second, a season pass included the second expansion. I'm sorry, you're right. The second expansion is due out next year. My bad.
Yeah. If this is as good an expansion as the old Hunters was on Bloodborne, it should be pretty damn good.
Yeah, so that's coming. I don't feel like reading anymore.
Yeah, that's fine. Next story, Eric.
Next story is from Gamatsu. Super Dimension Neptune versus Sega Hard Girls launches on October 18th in North America and October 21st in Europe. And in case you don't know, it's about Neptunia, and Neptune got turned into a motorcycle, so IF has to, you know.
It's like, she got turned into a motorcycle because Japan.
Because Japan, I like that. As long as they're in Japan.
And in case you don't know who the Sega Hard Girls are, they're basically like the Neptunia gang, but they're all – but instead of being based on individual companies' consoles, they're based on all Sega's consoles.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu, guys. Demon Gaze 2 moved up to September 29th in Japan. Reverse delay for the PS Vita dungeon RPG. So previously it was planned for October 13th. And
that's my birthday.
They moved it to September 29th. So there you go.
Also, I read an article a while back that says that they're getting rid of the rental fee that you have to pay every time you go back to the inn.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's a benefit.
Yeah. So there you go.
If you don't like the Miku like singing in the game, you can turn that off too.
I think this game did fairly okay here, from what I remember. That's probably why they're going to be.
Frank, you make shit up about game sales all the time.
No, I don't.
I don't trust you.
Well, you can not trust me as much as you want. I don't care. Next story.
Damn! What the hell, Frank? Man.
What?
Like. He accuses you of being a liar, and your response is, I don't fucking care, you dick.
I really don't care.
I was going to say, I don't know, man, dude. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are better seasonings than salt.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go on to the next story. Breakman.
What? Who? Next story?
Yeah, next story, dude.
RPG God damn it, Frank.
What?
I don't know if it sold well, but it probably sold within their expectations, which means we didn't expect to sell a lot, but we expected
if something
to sell exactly
sells within their expectations, it
and it gave
well.
Us a profit. So,
all right,
coming to us live from Gamatsu, the latest issue of Weekly Famatsu reveals RPG Maker Fest for 3DS, a 3DS entry in the popular series of PC role-playing game making applications, will let users make their own RPGs without any programming knowledge. Users will also be able to upload their created games online to share with other players. Oh, great. So you can make your own shitty game and share it with your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Although some people come
maybe
out.
The frame rate will be better because it's not using this whatever goddamn coding that the PC version has.
There are some good RPG Maker games out there. They are few and far between, but that's this. But it's the same thing that can be said of anything. There are plenty of people putting music out there, and most of it's shit.
Yeah,
but you can find some good stuff out there.
Yeah, just like people that were messing around with that.
I wonder if they'll be able to make their games and then sell them, or if it's just like a share thing.
I'm guessing it's a share thing, man.
And probably so.
So that means the games will be smaller.
Yeah. Most likely, because if this is on 3DS, that would mean Nintendo would have to curate stuff.
Well, if you can only buy it digitally, it might be easier. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But Nintendo, but it would still have to have a store, unless the company wanted to make their own store that was accessed from within the game, and that seems like a lot of infrastructure to build for what is a pretty niche title.
Yeah,
it's probably going to be more like the PS1 variety, where it's people like, could just submit their game somewhere.
We've talked about user-created type games in the past. A lot of the discussion was around games like Little Big Planet. And there's, among all the shit, there's always a couple of gems. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
the only game that actually had a pretty solid user-generated content setup was Infamous 2. Like you could, you know, you could set up enemy encounters, and you could script stuff out and everything. It was actually pretty robust. I mean, you couldn't like change the map and stuff, but you could do a lot within that, you know, within the confines of the map.
Right, right. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story, Mug.
All right, coming to us live from Gematsu. It turns out that Disc Gaia 2 will be coming to PC via Steam on January 30th and will include all the content from the PS2 and PSP versions, which is pretty slick. A physical special edition including a collector's art book, 5 art prints, a desk mat, mouse pad, and Disc Gaia Hour of Darkness premium soundtrack is available for pre-order at the NIS America Online store for $80. PC version of Disc Gaia 2 will include all the content from Disc Gaia 2 Cursed Memories on PS2 and Disc Gaia 2 Dark Hero Days for PSP. And there's a whole overview via its Steam page, but you can go to its Steam page to find that.
Yeah, if you want to find out about what's new and the latest entry, then feel free. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Wait, it's not the latest entry. There's like 5 Disc Gaias, Frank.
Apparently this one is one of the best regarded, though, if I'm not mistaken. I always thought people loved Disc Gaia 2. I could never get into it because I've always heard that it's like super grindy, and I was like, not my thing.
It mentions here that there are 3 playable characters that never made it to the West for weird reasons, I guess.
All right.
But they're going to add them to this version of the game.
All right.
So what you're saying is prior to this version, they've only been available
in Japan.
In Japan.
In Japan. All right, next story, Breakman, please. Do we have Breakman?
I'm totally not ready for the next story, sorry.
All right, I'll do the next story. Gus announces Blue Reflection for the PS4, PS Vita. There's an update from Gematsu. Let me see what the update is. What's the update? Jesus Christ. Okay.
It's at the bottom.
I'm looking.
It's more details. You don't need to talk about that.
Okay, more details. So basically, what's the date here? Doesn't even have a date, so never mind. Next story, Eric.
Frank, you're just going to yell at me in the background and says, don't even put news articles in if it doesn't have newest stuff, because I'm a fucking selfish bastard.
Dude, come on, man.
This took a turn.
Give me a break, Eric. Next story, dude. Honestly.
Complaining about all of these. Fuck you.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. Well,
he has said that like if there's no release date, there's not much of a story.
Because it only matters if it's America.
No, look, we have a couple of Japanese listeners. I'm not
let's
trying to be
insensitive. Let's talk about the game.
Yeah, let's talk about the game rather than damn dates, man. That's what I'm saying. Eric, next story, please.
That's not what you've been saying. Well, that's what I want you to say.
Well, let's talk about if it had more details about the game, but the story's about the release date? I mean, come on, man. Next story, Eric.
We didn't even talk about it.
What do you want to talk about, Eric?
It says it's the first, or the third project, the part of Gust 3 Games Beautiful Girls Festival, and there's here some brief details in the game, and it says protagonist, a young girl, is garnering attention as a young and upcoming ballet dancer. This character is Hinako Shirai. I should have.
I really, really wish it, you, instead of ballet dancer, you had said belly dancer. I think that would be much more entertaining.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, it's like, for a second there, I thought that's what you said, and I was like, yeah. Well, that's different. But
anyways, a year ago, she decided to compete in a contest where that would be her gateway to success as ballet dancer, but she injured her foot and was unable to compete. Since then, she's been able to dance. And she has apparently currently sealed her heart away, and she believes that her foot will heal one day, and apparently she runs into somebody who calls themselves a reflector and gives her the magic power to do the same thing. And I guess that's what makes this game an RPG, because you do stuff like that.
Well, I guess I can see it. Anything else on this, Eric?
No.
All right. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 2 launches November 11th. I'm guessing that's – well, there's a synopsis if you guys want it.
You skipped a story.
A Hyperdimension story? I'm sorry. Coming to us live from Silicon Era.
I think Break is blind. He just skips every other article.
He has selective blindness.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hyperdimension Neptunia re-chew.
I think we should make. I think next time I'm gonna just start randomizing things. So next time I see one, I'm just gonna surprise you with what it is.
Nice. I like that. I like that idea a lot. Birth One gets new DLC on Steam. Hyperdimension. I'm not gonna read the first paragraph because it's goddamn what I just said. Idea Factory has also released some additional content in the form of deluxe pack. It includes a digital soundtrack of 30 songs and a track listing in both English and Japanese, a 29-page digital artwork, plus an exclusive PC theme featuring two wallpapers and an icon set. The deluxe pack does not include the game and is being sold for $9.99.
So I guess swag version.
You can buy it separate from the game.
Of course they're not going to give you the game, because you know why? Cause most people that already bought it when it launched, and they bought it for like half price, because that's what they did.
Yeah.
Lame.
Also, it's only being sold for $10, and the game itself is like $20
now. Freak says he's been binging on RP Grinders. Appreciate that, Freak. I'm sure
$10 for a deluxe pack that doesn't – the digital pack –
Now I'm worried about his health. Has he been playing the drinking game while doing it?
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what's been going on. Yeah, first episode, Frank is talking about how great he is at fighting games. Yeah, exactly.
That was really episode good. Negative one.
Yeah,
yeah, and yeah, really, or it's like good. or it's the one that was titled "Frank Sucks at Fighting Games."
That's probably more towards the truth. I'm actually decent about it, but whatever.
I used to be really good at it, but I'm like, I've been out of practice for so long, and it's like I got King of Fighters 14 this week, and I was like, God, I am not good at this game anymore.
It's like me trying to play Ghosts and Goblins on a console now. Forget it, man. Yeah. Any version but the arcade.
It's just like it's just like any other skill, man. You have
feature
to
you. Break and Mug, and you can all be like, we're all too old for this shit.
Well, apparently, like, there's one feature, an online feature in King of Fighters 14 is called Party Mode, mm-hmm. where six, you know, it's King of Fighters is 3-on-3, you know, 3-on-3 matches, mm-hmm. but you get six people online in a party, and each person plays one character.
Huh.
I was like, that's a cool idea.
I like that. Yeah, Cranky like Weapon that. 3. All right, let's. What story are we on now? We did Legend of Heroes story, right, guys?
No, we actually did not.
Break had a false start on that one.
All right, let me finish that story up. Also from Gamatsu, Europe gets it 2 months after North America. Legend of Heroes: Trails of Cold Steel 2 launches November 11th in Europe. So
Veterans Day in the U.S.
Yeah, there you go.
Quit judging me for being premature.
Yeah. North America was previously dated for release on September 6th, be published by Exceed Games.
Please buy the game.
Yeah,
it's good, but please play the first one first. Otherwise, you'll be lost.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, speaking of this, there actually is an outside chance that the other two PSP games might see release.
Zero and Owl.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I mean a very outside chance. But yeah, it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Is this inside information?
If it comes out, it's only going to be PC only because it's the only way they could logically do them.
Because
they're not going to do PSP games.
I can't say any more than that.
Oh, okay, so that's not a denial. Maybe an inside source, man. That's
Frank, amazing, man. This means you need to get PC, though.
Oh, God, man. Don't make me get a PC, please.
I don't see a PC version happening because which one came first, Zero or Owl?
Zero and Owl both got PC releases.
Did they? Okay.
Falcom did the work for those.
Did they? I thought it was Joyoland, but maybe that was just E7.
Nope. They did these two.
Yeah. Nice.
Joyoland probably was E7.
Yeah, I know Joyoland is E7.
I looked up the publisher for the PC release. It was Falcom.
Hmm. Oh, okay, nice.
All right.
That would be slick.
Yeah. I think we've already talked about the key features of this game, Eric. So let's move on to the next
one. It would be surprising if Falcom decided to make a PS4 port because they're looking into doing a PS4 port of E6.
Hmm.
E6?
Yeah.
Why 6?
I don't know.
I mean, probably if anything, you would think
probably it would to get around the fact that you can't play the PS2 version because Konami didn't renew the license.
Well, but I mean, you would think it would be Origin, if anything else, just because that one's never seen a console release in any way, shape, or form.
Huh. Neither has Falcana, though.
Unless you count
PSP as a console.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's, you know, it's a portable
game. I was getting an argument over somebody on Twitter a while back on what constitutes a console and what constitutes a handheld. The handheld is just a console. Sure, people don't call a console what it is.
It is a console.
It's just like saying, you know, like a Mac
isn't. If you want to look at the really rigid definition of what a console is, it's basically any interface.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you want to get really pedantic, like Macs are PCs too. They're just running a different OS and they have different architecture. They're still personal computers.
Yeah, they're
consoles. Just shorthand. I mean, it's basically just common shorthand that we've all kind of accepted.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Let's go with you, Mug.
All right, coming to us live from Gematsu, Curare.
Oh my God! If you could keep up that pace, Mug, holy shit, man! Just do an hour of that
in North America.
Free to play. Just record that and just have a soundboard playing it.
Yeah. Free to play card battle game RPG Curare Magic Library will launch for PlayStation 4 in the U.S. and Canada on September 6th. Publisher Smilegate Games announced that. I'm fine. In Asia, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and Taiwan, a remastered update will launch on August 30th, providing a full user interface upgrade and new seasons. Season 15, Iron Continent, and Season 16, Warrior Story.
Were you starting Coke, man?
Will also be available on the PlayStation Store for a limited period.
There's Card Battle.
What's that?
Card Battle, blah.
Yeah, card battles.
Feet your eyes on a rich variety of dazzling card illustrations in Curare Magic Library. In this next-gen card battle RPG, you will find yourself immersed in the vast sea of stories that span multiple dimensions. Enjoy exciting adventure with charming librarians.
On the totem pole of RPGs, I don't know what's worse for me, card battle games or strategy RPGs, probably card battle games.
What about strategy RPGs that involve cards?
Oh my god, that's even worse.
That's like Wolfsbane for him.
Have you ever played Cartia? It's basically that.
Yeah.
Although I don't think the game plays like a card battle game. It plays more like a traditional turn-based.
Yeah.
I've never played card-based RPG. I have tried playing several strategy RPGs, and even the ones that I'm like, I wish I could get into that, like Final Fantasy Tactics.
The only card battle
I really wanted to get into it, but it was just like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's not working.
Kaitos.
I'm the same way. Like, I can't do the strategy because it involves, like, they may as well just call it that for me, micromanagement the game.
And that's the same problem I have with Vagrant Story.
And what Mug is just wants more action. That's all.
Yeah, the same thing. It is a little too slow paced.
It's not even that I want more action. I mean, granted, I've leaned toward that as I've gotten older, just because I've gotten less patient with, like, because
your reflexes are getting shitter.
Exactly,
getting shitter. That's exactly backwards. If my reflexes were getting worse, I should want less action. But it's just, I've never liked the micromanagement. That's why I don't like sim games very much.
Yeah, the same here. The same here. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, and it's not, and I mean, it's kind of like the way I tell people, like, I hate the Mario games. I cannot stand them. The franchise irritates the shit out of me. No, but listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, I can look at them and say, that's a well-made game. I understand why people like it, but it just does absolutely nothing for me. And the Mario franchise itself is so oversaturated that I just, like, oh, God, Mario again. You know, that. You know, but it's not like Sonic, where you have this history of, like, you have a few good games and a lot of really shitty ones.
Yeah, there's, you know, a lot above, like, average Mario
games. Every Nintendo-made Mario game is at least decent.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
But they're just not for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing with strategy RPGs for me. All right, Breakman, you get the pleasure.
I mean, it could be worse. I mean, we're not talking Dragon Quest VIII here. I mean, that's...
Get out of here, you son of a bitch. Next story. How did I know you were going to get that somewhere in the news, Mug? All right, Breakman.
Last story?
And if you think that's impressive, how about...
Oh, my God. Damn it. I wished I had just called in sick for the show today.
Is this the last story?
Yes.
Is that one of them? Coming to us live from Vatu, Valkyria. Azura Revolution launches for PS4 and PS3.
It's Valkyria.
Oh, sorry. Let me start over. Valkyria. Azura Revolution launches for PS4 and PS Vita on January 19th in Japan.
In Japan.
And the great thing about that is that you find, like, when you do that, you find that for the rest of the story, you're like, ow, my throat.
Valkyria. You're going to be all right there, Breakman? Jesus Christ.
No, better yet. We'll get to.
I think he's officially lost it, man.
And we'll go to. It's like, Valkyria.
Yeah, we just start the show crying because we already know what's coming.
Oh, no, there's too much punctuation.
All right, break. Let's finish up here.
I don't know if I can do this anymore. Okay, Valkyria. As a revolution, we'll launch a PlayStation 4 for $7,000. God damn it, dog, shut up. We'll launch a PlayStation 4 for 7,990 yen.
All right, January 19th, Sega announced. So there you go. Yeah, it's PS Vita version's also in development. I guess that's news in itself, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And if you pre-register on the game's official website, you'll receive a product code to download a, quote, fully voiced additional story on the game's release date. So there you go. Latest demo will be available at the TGS in September, where there will be a new trailer. So... and attendees will receive a PS4 download code for the Battle Demo version 2.0 as a present for playing, which can be downloaded in early October. If you already own Battle Demo version 1.0, you won't need a product code to play Battle version 2.0. So, and there's a trailer. So, mercifully, that is the end of the news.
Oh, there's one more. There's like a PSA. Assault Suit Linos comes out on Steam Tuesday next week.
Okay, there you go. No homie discounts this week. Twitter questions, Breakman. Breakman, are you dead?
I did have a what? Twitter question. I put it in there. You ignored it.
Yeah. I'll get to it, Eric.
Wait, you had a Twitter question?
Yeah.
I actually replied to you.
Oh, all right. What
you
do you
missed
think?
It.
I guess I did.
Is it this story here, Eric?
I figured it was the only way we were going to do free-for-alls because we always never talk about them.
Mm. Well, let me scroll down here. August 18th. When was last week's episode?
I didn't do it last week's. It was like a couple days ago.
Oh, a couple days ago? Well, let me see here. I see Freak. I don't have you on here, Eric.
I put you on there.
Oh, look, somebody else is coming on the line here. Hang on, guys. Hey, Freak, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, shit. Hey, what's up, man?
Good to see you.
What did you call in to talk about, man? We're on the last story here. What's up, Freak? How you been,
man? I was hearing that you were ending the stories. I just wanted to call in.
I thought we were doing Twitter questions.
Yeah,
that's
for
what
sure,
I was
man.
For.
Twitter questions. Obviously, we got some from Freak, so let's get to those.
Right well, now. I want to know what Eric had, because I don't have it here.
Well, it's in the document.
It's in the document. It's Airlander Flying Bum Crash Airships Adventure.
I don't know how you didn't get it.
It's in the doc, man. We'll get to it.
I'm looking at Twitter. I just see a bunch of messages from Freak and one from Frank.
All right. Let's get to Freak, since he's on the line, Breakman.
When Mug says, can I finish or let me finish, take a shot. I'm guessing he's had some drinking game rules. I have too many jokes about Mug finishing and giving you a shot. Pick this one. Come up with your own. Yeah, we already did. Freak says he's listened to episode 399. Sounds like – and Frank sounds like Trump talking about episode 400. It's going to be huge.
Oh, no wonder.
Hold on.
I misspelled it. No wonder.
Hold on. It's gonna be huge. Sorry. Yeah. God damn it! I can't do a Freak. I can't do a Trump. Mm-hmm. I gotta work on that. It's gonna be huge.
I don't know. Yeah, it's still not
you
really good.
Leave
there.
The
now
H
it's
down.
New.
It's huge.
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 Freak also says, "I wish I knew Panda was on episode 400. I would listen sooner." Well, that happened. And then he sent me a video of what's better than Dragon Quest VIII, and I urge our listeners to look at it. It's on our feed. And
Dragon Quest XI, hopefully.
No.
Yeah.
This is a German game show clip that he shows us. I'll just tell you that.
All right. Freak, what's up, man? What have you been up to?
Oh, not much. Working, drinking. Kids are back in school.
Yeah, my kids too, man. That's a huge relief for sure. It definitely gives you a lot more time to do.
This is what Frank dreams about all year long.
Oh my god,
school.
Man! First day of
Speaking
school.
Speaking of
relief, working now, so
guys,
is it really?
Yeah, guys, I have something for Freak. Would you rather? Would you rather poop out 400,000 gallons of mayonnaise, or one shuriken?
Oh,
about the mayonnaise!
Oh, my God! A little bit of Freak's own medicine, Freak. Since we got you right here, right now, man, what is your response?
I think I asked you guys that one before.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure
remembered that. Okay, how about this? Would you rather drink a cup of your mom's period blood or a cup of your dad's semen?
I've asked you guys.
Wow, you came up with that on the spot?
No,
he probably went to the probably Googled in "Would you rather"s because I know I've asked you guys that one.
Or how about this? Would you rather pee every time you stand up or poop every time you sit down?
Oh God!
Oh, I think I'd rather pee every time I stood up.
Yeah, so would I. I would think
poop stinks far more than pee does.
Mm. God, I can't believe we're having an quasi-intellectual conversation about peeing and pooping.
Well, also, if you know it's going to happen and you wear Depends, then I'd much rather sit in a diaper that I just peed in.
Yeah, I
sit
guess so.
One that I just shit in because I'd have to change it more often.
This is true.
God,
this is also handy because I never have to. I would just never get up.
Yeah.
Or how about this? Would you rather sleep with the hottest woman you know, freshly dead, or the ugliest, smelliest woman and ugly on Earth, still alive and kicking?
Oh God, this is fucking awful.
Oh, I'd go with the first one. Oh wait, you weren't asking me.
I think you've been corrupted by Freak Man.
I know. All right. Okay, Freak. We're gonna make you answer that one, and then we're gonna move on. What would you rather do?
I'm gonna pass.
You can't pass, you son of a bitch. Don't get exiled live on the air, man. Come on. Which one? Pick your poison, man.
Oh shoot! I guess I'm gonna have to go with the hottest woman, freshly dead.
Oh God. That's awful. That's nasty.
Hey, fun fact. fun fact, it's
not as long as they're fresh, they aren't stinky.
Eric, wait.
Yeah.
Eric, if it's not necrophilia if they were alive when the sex started.
Oh, God, that's gross, man. Jesus Christ.
Well, no, you have to look at it like this.
That's how I want
to
die.
The ugly, stinky woman, I would not be able to get it up. And so just be, I'd be there even longer. Oh. And so with a woman just freshly dead, being attractive, not smelling, then I'd be able to finish quicker.
I mean, as far as the lack of response goes, how would I know the difference?
Oh, my God. See,
I'm going to die when I'm 142 years old, right after I orgasm.
Oh, my God, man. This is the worst show I think we've ever done, guys. Literally, like the worst show.
Well, you notice it got markedly worse when Freak showed up.
That is true. That is true. Your response, Freak.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. This is going to be
fun. I'm ready when you are.
Oh, okay. Don't do it. Yes. You son of a bitches, man. You goddamn son of a bitches. Oh, my God. This is literally the worst show that has ever been in the history of podcasting. This is awful.
I'm disappointed.
Oh, God damn it. Oh my God! You guys had this plan for months, didn't you?
No, we didn't actually, just today.
I'm walking off this goddamn show.
He just messaged me earlier today. Make sure you have your harmonica. Oh, I was like, okay.
Jesus Christ! This is awful. This is the worst show I've ever heard of in my life. Nobody's going to listen to us now. This is awful. Maybe Eric's
can just listen to. Zombie Anonymous to fill in their time.
Oh, my God. And he gets a cheap plug-in for a show. What the hell is this world coming to, man? Jesus Christ.
Man, I've tried cheap plug-ins. You always get shitty performance, and the audio comes out weird. Stick with the quality stuff. Oh, my God.
This is fucking awful. All right. Eric has a question for us, guys. What do you think about the future of airships? And he linked an article here. Eric, you want to share with us this thought here?
Well, the article first talks about how this experimental airship called the Flying Bum had crashed, but apparently they're getting better at keeping it in the air. But basically they've tried a bunch of different things, like using different materials or switching from hydrogen to helium, and they're making progress. So basically do you think airships could be a viable method of transport of cargo in the future?
Of cargo, I can see it. Of people, I do not see it, man. I think they're way too unstable. All the way back from the Hindenburg, all the way to like these modern ships that are crashing with helium.
Well, there's a difference between blimps and Zeppelins.
No, I understand.
Yeah, these aren't even blimps. These are things that are made with metal, so they have metal hulls.
So they're Zeppelins then, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the reason that the Hindenburg went down was because it was filled with hydrogen.
Right. Right. But and what is helium like? I guess helium's way more
also,
stable.
Also, they're thinking about using hydrogen fuel cell technology too.
Yeah, and helium is a noble gas. It doesn't react to anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And hydrogen is one of the most
flammable substances
in the world.
Likes to blow.
Yeah.
Hydrogen is very fond of fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I think it might be nice for like a pleasure trip, but not for travel, because I don't know how fast it would be going.
Yeah, that's the thing. How fast do these things go, Eric? Do we know?
Well, they probably wouldn't be used for travel because They're not terribly fast. I mean, the flying bum is like only tops out at 90 miles per hour.
Yeah, it could be something like a cruise ship.
But it can haul lots of tonnage, though.
Yeah, yeah. I could see a use for
it.
I mean,
as much as a Boeing, but it's also able to stay in the air longer.
There has to be something better than fucking trains, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Trains.
Yeah.
Still one of the most reliable means of transcontinental transport.
I understand that. I understand that.
Anything at all, the airships would cut down the carbon footprint.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for that type of shit. And like I said, I think trains, it's fucking 2016 and we're still relying on trains for transcontinental type shit.
And they're still using coal, aren't they?
Yeah, they're still using coal, which I mean, I don't know too much about coal consumption to know about how much it impacts.
But we still use coal consumption like gasoline is extremely and oil dirty. For vehicles. Is like it, that we're using fossil fuels, Frank, and you're complaining about trains.
No, I understand that too. Like I'm interested in vehicles that have zero emissions. Like I mean, it's not going to reduce our carbon imprint that much right away, but I think in the long haul, it's the better way to go. But it's, you know, we've got to start somewhere. And if airships is the way to replace things like
what Mug was saying. Final Fantasy is
invisible. We could start LARPing Final Fantasy for reals, guys.
I don't know. Airship seems like a step back.
Yeah,
it could yeah, be. If Sid's not involved, then I don't want him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's somebody, the only one that can make airships.
Somebody has to dress like Sid for that to work out. Dungeon Buster
Sid, says, Final Fantasy IV Sid or Final Fantasy VII Sid?
Yeah.
All of them. He's the one who makes airships.
I know. So how about Final Fantasy IX Sid?
Yeah.
Totally. I'm totally down with the Oglobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he looked pretty pedestrian as far as characters went. Like, yeah.
Dungeon Buster
did you see? No, no, no. Hey, pedestrian. Pedestrian, my ass. Did you see that magnificent mustache, sir?
Well, that's the only thing, a standout thing.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster.
The Final Fantasy
if you have a mustache like that, yeah. Really, what else do you need? I mean, yeah. Mustaches are a substitute for personality.
You could probably use it as a sword.
That's true.
All right. Dungeon Buster says trains are great. They transport tons of stuff, including Frank's hate. Yeah, they do that, too. And then Freak.
And is Frank's hate is funded through Kickstarter.
Sons of bitches, man. You just had to find a way to get everything that I hate in this episode, man.
You brought trains into the mix.
I was going to say, Frank, for that. You definitely brought trains into this.
I didn't mention one thing.
It's better than DQ8.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here, Freak. Son of a bitch. You can be excellent. All right.
Dragon Quest. No, Franken Quest hate.
Oh, my God. This is the worst show ever. I'm walking off. What have you been playing, Freak?
Really? Please do. You've been waiting forever. I mean, oh, God, don't do that, Frank. It's horrible.
Son of a bitch, break man.
Oh, let's see. This week I've been playing Hearthstone. I got a bug up my ass to play Legend of Zelda Link to the Past again.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent game.
Yeah, I love the game.
Yeah. When we get to it, I want to talk a little bit about Phil Fish and that indie video that he did, the movie Indie or whatever.
Indie Game the Movie?
Yeah, that one. I don't know whether to put that in my Stinko or Sweeto because there was good and bad in that.
If you don't know, I think that's a Stinko.
Yeah.
I have it on
Steam. I've watched it. It's a good documentary.
Yeah,
It's a little frustrating.
Yeah, it's
and
a good...
I don't think... And the thing is, I think Phil Fish has been demonized far beyond anything he actually did. He just was very thin-skinned.
Yeah,
He did not handle things very well.
No.
But I don't think he was totally in the wrong either.
I don't think he was totally in the wrong, but I think...
He was really young when he first came out to the spotlight. Yeah. I don't think he was ready for it.
He was talking about all the Gamergates that would show up years later.
Yeah. All right,
I don't think he was ready for like the spotlight to be shined on him it was.
I think he did buckle under pressure. I think you're onto something there. Freak, anything else you've been playing, man?
Oh, not that's coming to my mind.
All right.
I know there's probably been other stuff I played a little bit here and there.
I just played the usual. Eric, what have you been playing?
Speaking of coming on to stuff, Eric's got a story for us.
I finished Kindred Spirits on the Roof last weekend, and the review's now up on Boston Bastard Brigade. And I've been playing a little bit more Meikyuu Labyrinth of Death. I got code for Hatsune Miku Project Diva X and Attack on Titan, but I haven't had a chance to play them yet. I'll do it this weekend.
Is that the PS4 game?
PS4, PS3, and Vita. And
like I saw a review for that. It said it's like just the best Spider-Man game made in years.
But there's no Microsoft versions.
All right.
I'm trying to think.
Anything else, Eric?
The last great Spider-Man game was probably the second movie game, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Spider-Man 2.
Pretty good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else, Eric?
Which is ironically the last best start to Spider-Man movie.
I've been trying to get this Arrow game I've been meaning to get to for forever so I can write out the reviews because I got from Manga Gamer like nearly a year ago.
Yes. We must discuss this, man. What game did you play?
This game is called Come On! With exclamation point, Bukkake Ranch.
Oh. I'm listening. Go
on. You got Brake's attention.
Is, material gathering sim where you're supposed to fulfill like an order that the
amazing demon the word queen, you're looking for is amazing.
You're supposed to fill out an order that demon queen lord or whatever or succubus girl wants, or she'll kill you all. I guess
I'm already on whatever she
and
wants.
And all of the items that you're collecting are all erotic named stuff. Like penis shrooms and shit like that.
This is the best game I've ever played.
And you have to have sex with them in order to get the arrow stones to make the ultimate thing that she wants.
Best game I've never played.
Yeah. So far, I'm listening. I'm all in.
Those are what make up the visual novel section. Otherwise, it's a material grind fest.
Hmm. Oh, it's a visual novel. God damn it. I'm going to go sulk somewhere. I was excited.
What else, Eric? Anything else that you've been playing?
That's all I've been playing. Oh, wait. I did play one more game. I almost forgot because I only got the code for it 2 days ago, but I've played The Legend of Kusakari.
Yeah. All right. What is that, Eric?
That's the grass cutting game. Like the Zelda style grass cutting game.
It's a puzzle game where because you're tasked to cut all the grass in a level before the time runs out. And your health is slowly dwindling as long as you're not cutting, so you need to. So that kind of works as your timer too.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you haven't as much time as you need to beat the level, but you'll get better ranks if you get them quicker. But I don't know if the ranks actually unlock anything yet.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
That's actually it.
All right.
Who's panting into the chat here?
Breakman, what have you been playing?
I swear it's not me this time.
It's not me either.
Is that Doc?
Not this time.
Yes, I
haven't played much new. I've really just played Halo and Final Fantasy Librarian game. This week in Halo, I've just been goal-oriented. I did download the Metroid game that...
Metroid 2.
Yeah, that one.
I did too.
I tried to play it, and then I realized like my and then I found out that my 360 Xbox controller it's missing the USB adapter.
Oh shit! That sucks, man.
So yeah. So I'll play that eventually, but right now it's like
I need to figure out how to work a controller on my Mac to play that game. It looks really good. I saw a couple videos.
I figured it out for you, Frank. Get a PC.
Oh, get out of here, son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Sabotaging
yourself. So, yeah, I'll play it once I find my adapter. If I can find it, maybe I'll have to buy one online or something. It's just like, God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. God damn it. All right. Mug, what have you been playing? Son of a bitch, man.
Well, this week was like the first of my last three big release weeks for the year, which included King of Fighters 14 and Deus Ex: Mankind Divided. So I've been playing a good bit.
Not to interrupt you, but you forgot.
Oh, you're right. Damn it. You're right. Sorry. Deus Ex.
What is that? Jesus Christ.
It was explosive diarrhea followed by gagging.
That's fucking awful. That's
anyway, the King of Fighters it's every bit as good as the demo. If you tried it and you liked it, you will like the full game. The only thing that's kind of a downgrade here. I mean, a lot of people kind of bag on the graphics of it, and it's like the character models don't look as good as you would expect them to. But I kind of dig just the overall aesthetic of it, because it still has that bright and like heavily color saturated look that the old Neo Geo games always did. So it looks like a Neo Geo game in 2016, and that works for me. I like a lot of the new characters, and I'm a little frustrated that like two of my main characters got severely nerfed, and I'm like, well, I can not really even play with them anymore. It's like just missing moves and stuff.
Ooh, that
and
sucks.
The story mode is very like traditional 90s arcade fighting game.
I think you said Geese, right? Was one of your guys?
I like Geese. I'm not especially good with Geese, but the two characters that were my mains were Benimaru and King, and both of them.
King
had,
is one of my favorites.
Yeah, King is one. King
is actually King is my favorite. Yeah.
King has only three regular special moves now. She has the Venom Strike, the Surprise Rose, and the Tornado Kick.
And the Venom Strike is the three, like, basically fireball kicks.
Well, no, it's just a single projectile. If you do the EX mode,
it's just one now. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, she has the double strike, but it's like it's only there if you do the powered up version, which you have to like activate max mode by spending a power stock to do that kind of thing.
Well, it used to be you could do one, two, or three fireballs with her.
So it was only one. It was only ever one or two.
Maybe it was one and two.
I've played every single.
Okay, it was left. One and two. I'm sorry.
Bulgore and King and Killer Instinct. You could do one, two, or three projectiles, but never. But it was only ever two with King.
Okay.
But anyway, what I was saying though, it's like the storyline is very 90s style arcade, except it's like these pre-rendered cinemas. Which are they're very basic looking. They're just in high nice lighting and high res. Mm-hmm. And there's a few of the you play through 10 stages, and if you're expecting a story mode on the order of something like what NetherRealm does with like the Mortal Kombat or Injustice or something like that, you're not going to get it here. And nothing like Blaze Blue or Guilty Gear, where you get like kind of the visual novel approach to it. There's nothing remotely like that here. Most of the character's personality comes through in the occasional pre-fight dialogue, like when Terry faces, when Andy faces Geese, they'll get a special dialogue before they fight. But most of it's like very traditional SNK, where it shows up in the way they move and their win poses, their intro poses, that kind of thing.
That's what I want from like a fighting game in the future. Like there's a little bit of that in Street Fighter IV, where if you fight your rival, like they kind of talk to each other during the fight. Yeah. But that's really what I want from a fight. Like I want them interacting with who they're fighting. You know,
there is one odd thing I noticed, because I looked in the menus, and one of the things it had was like the PlayStation, the DualShock 4 has a built-in speaker, and there's a menu option there for controller speaker volume. And I was like, what the hell is this game use controller speaker for? And sometimes when you take a really hard hit. Like you'll hear this like kind of off in the distance. The character will complain about, or like will say something, "Oh crap, that hurt." Kind of something to that effect. And I'm like, "Where is that coming from?" Oh, it's coming from the controller speaker. It's kind of like this is the thought in the character's head that's not part of the game audio. That's not part of the regular game audio. I was like, "Well, that's kind of a neat touch."
That is kind of cool. Yeah,
it's complete fluff. But I mean, unless you know Japanese, it's not going to do much for you. Mm-hmm.
That's really what I want from a fighting game. Like not just that you do all the combos and whatever, all the fighting moves, but like I want a real interaction. Like this is a one-on-one fight. Like I like when I like that in Street Fighter 4 when you play the rivals and they're talking to each other during the match.
During the match. Yeah, there's nothing like that during the match. SNK's thing was always they would sometimes have special win poses, but mostly special intros. Like there was this ongoing joke where Andy Bogard and Mai Shiranui and their kind of boyfriend and girlfriend and Mai wants Andy to get married, and there's the thing where she shows up like when they're about to fight, she shows up in a wedding dress, and then she's
I don't remember that.
That's what's like in King of Fighters 97, I think it was, or 98, where she shows up in the wedding dress, then does her little flip thing, and she's around in her typical skimpy outfit, and then this a bouquet of flowers flies in from the top of the screen. Andy catches it and is like, and he blushes and tucks it into his gi. I was like, it's little stuff like that was why I always loved SNK.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff I want to see. Like, I want to see true interaction between the characters. Like, and they'll do it sometimes. Well, they'll do it in Street Fighter, like when Ken and Ryu fight. Like, they'll pump fists and stuff like that. Yeah,
that is an SNK thing. If you like that. You have an Xbox 360, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah, but it doesn't have a drive on it. It's a 360.
So what else? Break. We're gonna have to wrap up this combo, guys. What else have you been playing?
Deus Ex Human Revolution, and it's you know, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm having a, you know, I'm not having as much fun with it as I would be if other stuff in my life weren't distracting me. It's, you know, it's a game that requires a lot of focus, and focus is not always my best asset. But and just with other shit going on, it's very hard for me to concentrate and absorb a lot of the information that I'm getting. So I'm like, I'm having to fight to, you know, stay on top of the plot threads, and because there's, you know, it's Deus Ex. There's a whole bunch of plot threads going back and forth, but it plays fantastically. And the it's the way that it's set up, like the original Deus Ex, well, the original, but Human Revolution, had the same thing where, like, I really want to get overpowered as fuck and just blow through this game. You know, it's just because, like, and it's not because I'm bored with the game, but because the powers are so cool, the abilities you get are so cool, and it would just be fun to just be like this god among men. And, you know, just destroy it. And apparently there's a new game plus mode, so I'm actually looking forward to that.
There you go. All right, guys, let's move on to Stinkos. Eric, you have a Stinko this week.
Yeah, the people that are still shitting all over Leslie Jones.
Yeah, they're still doing it. People are idiots. I thought she was fine in that movie. It was fine.
Am I the only one who hears music in the background?
And then she does something completely unrelated.
Yes, you are the only one who hears music in the background.
During the Olympics. God damn it. By commentary, and people are still shitting on her then.
Yeah. I'm just playing Latour. People are still having sex.
I thought, like, you're over there having a party. Like, all right. Like, fuck. Yeah, those people suck. Yeah. Yeah.
That might be the song one of the songs on Beavis and Butthead that they're just going crazy about.
Yeah. People are still
having sex. Where are these people?
The funny thing was, look, when Eric was typing out his little thing, said, people are still, as soon as I hear those three words together, that song pops into my head. So I put up the link to it.
I don't understand the hate for Leslie Jones at all. I saw her special on Netflix. It wasn't the greatest special in the world, but it was funny enough, you know? I mean, this woman is pretty...
I didn't see Ghostbusters. I know that in the end it turned out to not do as well as they were hoping.
But it was still a good, fun movie. Yeah. It wasn't...
The problem I think a lot of people have, though, is if you're going to remake or redo like an original, make it better.
Yeah.
If you don't... Then, you know, like, I haven't seen it either, but I have a hard time imagining it's better than the original.
It's not better. It's different.
And that's the problem. Like, people don't – like, if you're going to redo it better.
But this
has nothing to do with what's going on with Leslie Jones.
Right.
We're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, no question. Like to be honest with you guys, I did see the movie, guys, and I think it stands on its own. It's not original. You know, it's not better than the original, but it's still good. Like, it doesn't have to be all worldly to still, you know, provide a lot of joy in people's lives. When Whippix and I saw it, she made a very good observation. It's a lot darker, a lot different. So I don't know.
More specifically though, about the whole thing with Leslie Jones, it's like, I don't understand. And you notice the other, and this is also, and to me, this also strikes me as a racial thing, because you notice the other three actors and Chris Hemsworth, he's not getting shit on.
Right. None of them are getting shit except for Leslie Jones. And it's a travesty.
And it's just like, and the fucking phone hacking and nude photos leaked and everything. It's like, no, I haven't looked up any of it because I don't want to fucking see it. Yeah. It's just like, it's so aggravating. It's like, it just boggles my mind. Who the fuck thinks this is okay?
And by the way, like what is success now in movie terms? Like, if the movie made like 140 million domestically and made a ton more overseas. So,
well, the problem is, in order to be considered profitable, it has to have a global box office take of double its production budget.
And
roughly.
I think it does, man. I think it got there.
It didn't. And it did not get there. It fell. It fell something like $20 or $25 million short of that.
It'll make it up in Blu-ray sales
and maybe. And the thing is, that has its own overhead. I don't know how that side of it, because people are talking about merchandising and all that stuff. That's all well and good. The studio doesn't
get
that money.
Speaking of which, you can't find the extra coolers anywhere.
There's okay. I'm gonna.
That and Crystal Pepsi. I keep forgetting to dig those up and find them.
Yeah, I just think that I don't know. I slightly disagree with you, Mug. Like I think commercially, it's eventually going to be a success. There's a whole formula for. I don't know if your assessment of how much a movie has to make for it to be successful. Is accurate or not. I think each studio has their own expectations for different movies.
The reason I say that is because typically whatever the production budget is of a movie, that's roughly the amount that they tend to put into marketing it. Mm. So that's why it doubles up.
Yeah, I know there's a huge marketing cost associated.
Yeah, but I mean, like there've already been things where they've already squashed the plans for a sequel. That they had. I mean, there have been news articles and stuff about this.
And I've also seen
the only case I know of where a film was an absolute flop at the box office, but mm-hmm. did so well on home video that it spawned a franchise was Austin Powers.
Yeah, same thing with Austin Powers. I saw the first two
in the theaters. That just me. I really fucking love the first two Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Saw the third one in the theater.
The third one, like I think I saw the third. I saw the third one in the theater too. But it was like, hey, let's just completely redo. Let's just keep doing the same jokes over and over again.
Yeah, no, I know.
The best review comment I saw about the third one, Goldmember, was that was Roger Ebert who said the character of Goldmember, whose name more or less explains his name.
Yeah. Right.
I have another Stinko too.
I would defend the first two Austin Powers movies.
Oh yeah, they were good movies. I mean, they're dumb as hell, but they're fun.
Yeah, they're fun. They're funny as hell, and then like they just kept doing it. And it's just like, come on, man.
What does anybody know how much money? Did you see any articles, Mug, on how much money it took to make Ghostbusters? Like what the.
Production budget was $155 million.
Ooh, yeah. It didn't quite do that. It did $208 million worldwide, so I'm guessing it's almost a wash. Almost.
$144 million production budget. Domestic total was $124.4 million.
Yeah,
international was $84 million. Yeah. That's considered, it's not a flop, but it's not a success.
Right, right.
And hopefully it may happen. Maybe the home video market will drive it to the point of being where it's considered a success, but I don't think we're going to see. Another Ghostbusters.
I don't know. I don't know about that. That's to be determined. Sometimes they do that cut budget thing where they'll give a second chance to, but as long as they agree to cut the budget, which may mean somebody not returning, like maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like that you're more likely to see, like, this is another team of Ghostbusters in another city with a smaller budget.
Yeah,
like released directly to home video kind
of deal. Possibly. All right, Breakman, your stinko of the week, then.
I've got actually two. One goes to just really quickly, and I don't want to elaborate on this, but Mrs. Breakman's boss.
What's up with your?
Just said I didn't want to elaborate.
All right,
talked about her before, and I've said like I remember.
I had one more stinko that I kind of wanted to mention.
Okay, hold on, Eric.
Remember the whole gift card thing? Like, here's a gift card, and it was a used gift card she gave to Mrs. Breakman. That kind of stuff. Like this, I think she is an evil asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Your other one, Breakman. Then we'll get back.
I want to find out what Eric was going to say.
Oh, go ahead, Eric. What was your
name? I'd also say all the idiots making the millennials are destroying America. Post online.
Yeah. All right. What else, Breakman?
Wait, you mean they're not?
Nope. Although they're blamed for everything nowadays.
This string of events has been going on of these rapists getting the least maximum sentence as possible, the getting minimum sentence. This just happened this last week. An 18-year-old from Massachusetts accused of raping two women who were unconscious was given 2 years of probation.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah, wasn't this that the one where it's like they wanted to have the college experience? Was that the one?
Yes. This is becoming a string of events. If this was the first time, it'd be one thing. But this is like this is at least the fourth time that we've talked about something like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one in Des Moines just recently that I saw.
Yeah.
I think this is actually the one I'm talking about.
Mm. Where the 18, a high school senior raped a mentally challenged woman.
Ugh, no, God. That's different. Oh, my God. Like, this one is basically the women were unconscious, and he decided to, lack of a better term, he decided to finger them while they were unconscious. And he was given probation for this because they don't want to hurt his future.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm trying to find a quote. Right? Let me look on this website while you guys are talking here.
Well, yeah, but
the exact quote the judge gave was, "Oh my God, it's horrifying. No wonder like so many rapes go unreported, and so many people, so many women, and men too, boys and girls are getting abused." And it's not getting reported because of shit like this. And I don't actually see that quote on this website. But, I take it back. I found it. He is going to look forward to a productive life without being – stupid ad – without being burdened with the stigma of having to register as a sex offender.
Oh, my God. He's not even forced to register as a sex offender. Jesus Christ.
He physically molested two young women, but he's basically getting off scot-free.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, this one, then the kid was on the tennis team, and so then it was mentioned that the one in Des Moines, and so then he was suspended from one game.
Yeah.
And other people on the team said that there's harsher penalties for things that are less severe than raping somebody.
Yeah.
There we go.
And I think it was
and that's another thing. Like, I have seen that people are saying this is like privilege and like white privilege and stuff like this. I honestly don't think this has anything to do with rape race. I think this is about privilege and the fact that this is a rich kid who plays sports. Because I've seen people of any race
would play out differently.
Oh yeah.
No, that's not true. Because we have allegations of that. In fact, what's his name? Clowney?
Da'Davion Clowney, yeah.
Yeah, he was accused of rape, but basically he gets off. There's no trial or anything else because he's a football player. He's an athlete who's good at his sport. I think this has basically come down to privilege of people who are good athletes, who are well-liked people.
Are these college athletes?
Yes, it might depend on
if they're
the
college
level.
Athletes. Because if they're college athletes, then them being good at their sport means more money for the school.
Yes, exactly, and that's what's going on here. I don't think it's a thing of race. I think it's all about money and who's going to make the most money for the store, like Jim, like Clowney, and like this kid right here, who's a fucking rapist piece of shit. Who should spend the rest of his time in jail?
How do you feel about Ben Roethlisberger?
If you're turning your school into a business, then you need to close shop.
But I have to wait.
Scot free without getting. There were definitely accusations of rape.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of accusations of rape, there was no trial, there was no court. These women were basically dismissed. And a lot of times the women will drop the case.
What?
And it's not because the guy isn't guilty. It's because they're being dragged through hell.
Yeah, they don't want to relive
through this
again.
Case. Yeah. For instance, the woman who and I say woman now, but the woman who was raped by Roman Polanski when she was a child, she wants it dropped. And it's not because he's not guilty. It's because every time Roman Polanski is mentioned, reporters and everyone else has to go and get her statement. You know, they have to go and bother her. Like, she gets no peace from this. Yeah. Like, he basically rapes her over and over again.
Yeah.
It's absolute ridiculous.
Yeah, and if he ever sets foot on American soil again, he'll be arrested and put in jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I hope one day he does.
All I can hope, you know.
Yeah, I had a problem with the one in Des Moines. I think it was the district attorney or prosecutor, whatever he was saying that there was two people who had issues between them, and it sounded from the story like they had just met. And the only issue between them is that he raped her.
Yeah.
And then he's like, prison wouldn't be good for this kid. I'm like, prison's not going to be good for anybody.
No, prison's not good for anybody. But
it's not supposed to be.
Right, right. Yeah. It's supposed to be a bad place.
It's punishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to wonder how much the athletics has to go into this because he was a high school tennis player.
Oh, yep. God.
It's like the school he went to then in Des Moines, it's where more of the wealthier families do go.
Yeah. And so it's probably money. If he was a tennis player and he could make money for his school – like Maury was saying.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys, we need to move on. Mug, your stinko.
Oh, boy. Well, it hasn't been the best week for me. But I decided to try and fire up my Wii and see about, you know,
What, got some Viagra?
No. That's never been an issue.
Shut up. I want to know more. I mean,
but no, like I had, you know, I have a soft modded Wii and I had a hard drive hooked up to it and everything and some, you know, some ISOs and everything. I was just seeing like,
you had a soft Wii and a hard what?
Soft. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. No, soft modded Nintendo Wii. So that I could, you know, and I had like a USB ISO loader and everything on there. And for whatever reason, it's like the drive apparently is not as kind of fucked. So I was like, okay, trying to tinker around with it and see what I can make it work. And I tried it with a flash drive and it's still having problems. And I was like, God damn it. I hope the USB, you know, the USB port on the thing isn't dead because that would really be a pain in the ass. And another related hardware news, I have a PlayStation 4 charging dock thing for my controllers, which has worked just fine. Since day one, it's one of those things where you just plug it in and you have little dongles that you put into the controllers and you set them on top of there and it charges them. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like, why did this stuff not get charged? And then I noticed that it's like when I plug it in and try to put anything on there, the PS4 is telling me there are too many USB devices connected and I can't figure out why. So I'm frustrated with that.
That sucks.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. And there's some personal stuff going on that, you know, some of you guys know about already, but I don't care to go on about publicly.
Yeah. All right. Let's go on to mine. The DMV gets I think is going to be an all-time stinko.
I hate going to the DMV.
Yeah, and there's
anybody like going to the DMV?
No, nobody ever does. It's universally hated and for good reason.
No, you know what? The employees seem as unhappy as we are.
That is true. That's part of the problem. I think the employees at the DMV are miserable, and therefore the customer, I guess, what they consider customer service suffers.
That reminds me, I need to get a new ID this year.
Yeah, and that's part of my problem. I was trying to get C1 his ID because he needs it for college, you know, to get his college ID and books and other shit, you know. So he needed a government-issued government ID, and his rec center ID, for whatever reason, isn't going to work for that. So we had to get him an ID. In order to get him an ID, we had to go get his Social Security card, which we had previously lost. I think when we moved, we just misplaced it and can't find his Social Security card. So, per the DMV, WIPIX went and got a form that they needed, what she thought they needed, in order for my son to get his ID. So here's the stinko, guys. She gets it via advice from the DMV. We get to the DMV and they say, that's not the form we need. We need a form with a Social Security number on it. And I'm like, "Who? Do you guys even know what you're teaching different people? Some people will take these documents. Some people will take other documents. You get told one thing on the phone. You get there, you need something else. Like, can there be some consistency in the DMV for a change? I mean, is that too much to ask? Like something
you're asking for a consistency with our government.
I know, man. It's a novel concept, isn't it, Breakman?
Right.
Like, it just pisses me off that nobody knows what they're doing at the DMV ever. Like ever. Like I've never went to the DMV and they've like universally had like the documents that you need for your car or your ID or your driver's license or whatever the fuck you need the DMV for, it's never the same. Nothing's ever the same at the DMV. That is part of the problem at the DMV. And you touched on it. I think it was Mug that touched on the workers. The workers are absolutely miserable. So how do you expect them to translate that to their customers? Which
I've never had a problem with the DMV, but oh my God, couldn't imagine it. It's not the same everywhere else.
It's awful. It fucking sucks.
Well, I have to wonder, Frank, as old as you are, you have to have forged documents to hide how old you are. So maybe they realize they have forgeries, but they can't prove it. And so they just harass you.
You know what? There's thought to that, Freak. I'm not going to discount that entirely, my man. Jesus Christ.
I remember one time I had to have a driving test.
Yeah.
And so I go and there's no speed limit signs and I'm pulling out and I asked the instructor or the guy judging me or whatever what the speed limit is. He's like, what do you think it is? I'm like, you want me to drive legally and you're telling me to guess what the speed limit
is? That reminds me of something. Yeah, that reminds me of if a cop pulls you over because you're speeding and he gets mad because you slammed on your brakes to get under the speed limit. Have you ever had that scenario, guys, where you've been pulled over for speeding but you slammed on your brakes when you saw the cop and the cop is like perplexed why you slammed on your brakes? It's like, yeah, I was trying to get within the speed limit before you took fucking radar. Yeah, I was trying to. They get mad because you're trying to comply with the law. You know what I mean? I've had that on a couple of occasions where they've done that, you know, where they've gotten
upset. To be fair, you have committed the heinous crime of driving while not being white.
That is true. That is true, Mug. I never thought of that.
Hold on. Frank isn't white.
Fuck off, Frank, man.
I mean, well, to be fair, he is. I mean, he's not ethnically white, but he is the whitest fucker I know.
The whitest Mexican you guys know, huh?
just the whitest guy I know. He could have been on The Whitest Kids You Know. And only the problem there is the problem with that is he's not funny. So
shut the you son of a bitch! You goddamn son of a bitch! I'm walking off this goddamn show, man. I got another.
Frank's so unfunny. He doesn't even play the harmonica.
Yeah, exactly. You son of
I think Frank is killing me.
I was gonna say, like, dude, you gotta be careful. Take it easy with the punctuation.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I'm trying to drink and
instead of coughing for punctuation, can we just play harmonica?
Oh no, let's not do that. Let's pretend.
Guys, I saw this great movie. It's called 300.
Rising of the Fire. You son of a bitch. I got another stinko this week. I'm surprised Breakman didn't bring it up. But Cincinnati's had like a rash of heroin ODs. And I think it's linked to
maybe we need to do something like Boston's doing. Just give them a place to do it safely.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
I generally find that I get much worse than a rash when I do heroin.
Son of a bitch. Apparently the heroin's been laced with something. Fentanyl. Oof.
Oh God, awful. Fentanyl is like that's really, really heavy duty painkiller shit.
Oh yeah, that's in the last 3 days we've had, in the last week we've had over 200 overdoses.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
I mean, the only upside of that is that they weren't hurting when they went.
Yeah,
that's the thing is because of our local. Our local officials, our police, and our fire departments, there were only 2 deaths.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Really? I mean,
most of those people have been saved. Yeah. So, like I was saying, Frank, our police department's good.
Yeah.
They save lives.
I'd like to look at the numbers overall in Cincinnati before I can make that determination. I'm not saying they do evil all the time. But I'd like to see.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's been a lot of lives saved.
Yeah, it's
sad that this drug is so heroin. A lot of people don't understand when they take this drug. The first time you take it, you can become completely addicted. Well, who's laughing?
No, sorry, I was looking at something completely unrelated. Sorry.
Okay, I'm like, what are you laughing about?
I'm watching Sleepy Animals. So then,
okay. So a lot of people don't understand. The first time you take heroin, you can become addicted to it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And when you become addicted to a drug, and people like me, it's hard to kind of wrap our heads around. When you become addicted, it changes your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
You don't become a rational thinking human being.
Yeah.
Your thought process becomes, I want this drug.
Yeah. How do I get
the means? And part of the problem with this fentanyl that's going on right now is people are hearing that, hey, there's a more powerful version of heroin out there. It may kill you, but if it doesn't, it'll get you really high. So
awful.
These people are really going, you know, like, oh, well, definitely I want this stuff. And it might kill me, but it's probably not going to. Mm. And to me and you guys, that doesn't sound rational.
No, but to them,
they're already high, though.
Yeah. To them, it's a completely different thing. You know, like they need this drug. And yeah, like Frank was saying, there's a lot of people who are there. Like in last week, there have been over 200 people ODing on it.
Yeah,
that's awful. Fortunately, because of our local law enforcement and fire departments, there have only been a couple deaths.
Hmm. Yeah, that's too many, I think.
I know. It's really hard. Like we've been over this, you know, when my friend last year and stuff. Yeah, that's what it was, but nobody knew at the time.
Yeah.
Which is another problem with the drug is that a lot of people just don't recognize like when somebody's honest.
Yeah.
It's not like alcohol. Like right now, you know, probably for the last hour, I've been slurring my speech and stuff like that.
Honestly, we hadn't noticed.
Oh, really?
Couldn't tell the difference.
I have feelings, Moria.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
You do?
So,
yeah, exactly. You have feelings, Breakman? I didn't know that. Nah. Let's move on to our sweetos. Mug, why don't we start with you?
Well, my sweetos are pretty much kind of contained in what we were talking about. I'm pretty pleased with the games that I got. So that's a good thing. Also, I'm sure you guys knew about France or French towns banning the burkini and having police officers go in and actually like tell Muslim women wearing the burkini on beaches to, you know, to get lost because of it.
No. They're telling them to take it off. Like they're making them physically taking them off on beaches.
Yeah. Oh. That too. But
I don't know if they're making women get completely naked, but they're making them take them off on the beaches.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
But anyway, the sweeto is that the burkini ban has been overturned by the high court.
Good.
And good. That's good. I'm sure there will still be some holdovers, some holdouts in some of the and smaller towns and stuff, but you know the edict has been handed down and it's going to be phased out.
Yeah,
but before we go on, you forgot to ask Freak what his
I did. I totally got distracted here. Let's hear yours, Freak. Your stinko of the week.
Okay. Well, I saw the story.
I am old, by the way. That is true. MXT says I'm old, so I'm gonna blame it on that, Freak. What's your stinko, man?
Okay, I saw an article earlier this week. Girl 10 injected with meth. Raped, then killed.
Ugh, yes.
By her mom and her mom's boyfriend.
Yeah, there were some twists and turns in this saga that's ongoing, Freak. It's awful. I don't even like to entertain the thought of that.
The only thing I can think good of this is the picture of the mom in her prison garb It looks like her face is beat up, and I can just kind of hope that the cops did that when they realized that she was responsible.
Yeah, I mean, that's taking vigilante justice into account. But
I know that, but in this case, I wouldn't care.
Well,
she's in jail. She could have been beaten up by her fellow inmates.
Yeah.
That's true. It's probably women who and are raping their kids.
You know where – okay. So here's where the twist
beating her up and making her lick some vagina. Yeah. So it's a rape beating.
Or maybe toss some salad.
Yeah, but there was I didn't know what to believe on this story because one account said that the cousin did it on her own accord and they woke up, but the latest is that it really was the parents and the cousin that killed, raped and dismembered this baby, this kid, you know. It's ridiculous, but it's sad. And you know, you can only hope that they'll be in prison for the rest of their life. You know, that's just ridiculous. But
and it kind of made it even more of a stinkle because as I Google it to try to find the article, I find another one where a 2-year-old, mother gave the baby meth because she thought it got into her methadone or something.
Oh,
and so
my God. That's
trying
awful.
To counteract the methadone. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's going on? Jesus Christ, man. All right. What's your sweet old freak? I don't know if you can follow up anything after that.
I do have a little side I forgot to put in here.
All right. We'll get to it, Eric. What's your sweet old?
Well, I guess my sweet old is being on the show, hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sounds nice.
As much as I appreciate that, of course it is, because we're awesome.
Mug.
I mean, it's not every day that you get to hang with the talent. I mean, me, of course, not you guys.
Get out of here. You get to work with the destroyer of shows, Mug, with his awful harmonica. Jesus.
I mean, all right, awesome harmonica.
It is not. It is the worst instrument.
Actually, I looked, and it does say awesome on it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Frank. It's on there. If you don't believe me, just look it up.
It's even embossed on the harmonica. It's an awesome harmonica.
This show's gone to shit, man. It's the worst show ever. Drake, man, your sweeto of the week.
My sweeto goes to my sister, who...
you son of a bitch.
Who doesn't play harmonica.
That was freak. I can't do that.
All right, Drake.
She doesn't play harmonica, but she got a... concert tickets for me and Mrs. Breakman earlier in the week.
To see what?
We're going to go see Shine Down and Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, nice concert, man. Good concert. Right on, my man.
Oh, should I see Kubo? Have you seen it yet, Frank?
I have not seen it. I'm interested.
I would, if you're a fan of animation, the animation quality of that.
It looks good. To me, it looks good.
Seen it 3D.
Yeah, I really want to see it, but I have not seen it yet.
Well, I was going to say, like, they did some new techniques as far as the animation. I'm not going to say as far as like the as far as the quality of the video, but as far as the animation, like there's some new things that they did that should make it look really good.
That's really cool. I'm interested.
I don't know about the story though.
I'm interested.
I'm thinking about going to see Sausage Party after this.
Yeah, Sausage Party. I wanted.
We're talking about movies. Freak.
That is a movie.
It's a movie, man.
No, you're not talking about the movie.
Sausage Party is where you go to die.
I did see Sausage Party last week, and I do have a review for that.
Uh-oh. Yeah. But it's kind of – you're breaking up, guys.
Frank, Skype was trying to tell you something.
Yeah, it was, man. It's probably saying that this is the worst show ever. Do we have everybody else back, by the way? Or
yes.
All right.
You're the only one who was kicked, so maybe Skype was trying to tell you that you were the worst person ever.
It was probably trying to tell me that I should get new co-host and new Twitter friends.
No, Skype was trying to tell you they were enjoying the Skype was enjoying the show, minus bitch. You.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You guys suck, man.
Skype was telling you to go out and buy Dragon Quest VII.
Yeah, go buy Dragon Quest VIII. That's what I was saying.
I was telling you to go buy a PC.
No, get out of here, freak. That's never going to happen. Son of a bitch. I'm going to... ban you.
I actually forgot my lols, so I came up with another one.
All right, hang on, Eric. Let me get to my sweeto, and then we'll get to that. Do you have a sweeto, Eric? By the way, yeah, I didn't see one. All right, C1's entering college at the same time as high school, so that's kind of cool. It's costing me a fucking pretty penny, though, like with books and shit. Like, I did not expect that expense, but whatever.
Oh, college books are might as well ridiculous. Just skip high school.
Huh? Yeah, I know. Hardcore Henry was actually better than what I thought it was going to be. So,
oh, is that on video now?
Yeah, it's on video.
Is I'm that, sorry, you thought it wasn't going to be like I liked?
No,
say it, Frank. Go ahead.
No,
go
I ahead. Didn't have any expectations. No,
go ahead.
I'm not a big.
No, shut up, Frank. Go ahead.
Son of a bitch. Oh, my God. I actually enjoyed Hardcore Henry. It wasn't. It didn't have the greatest plot in the world, but whatever. It wasn't a movie for that.
I mean, it's Crank in first person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a it's great apt description.
I never saw Crank. Yeah.
All right, Eric.
Crank is a fun movie.
Yeah, it is. I like Crank. It's pretty good. Eric, you have a Lulz.
Yeah. I tweeted the link to you earlier, but it was of Neil deGrasse Tyson poning science porn.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's pretty funny.
Terrible sexist joke about women astronaut.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I saw that too.
That was a great response. Do you want to read the tweet, Eric, or do you
the it? Series of tweets? I don't have them available to me right now.
All right, no worries, man. We got some other stuff to get to here, but it was a great response. Look that up, Neil deGrasse Tyson v. What was it? Science porn.
Science porn.
Yeah. Eric, you saw The Witch, but let's hold off on that one for right now. Mug, you have Sausage Party fresh in your mind, like probably every day of your life.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. No, it was it's a very strange movie. It's this really overt criticism of religious thinking. Like, it's not even remotely subtle about that. It has its funny moments. The thing is like, it's kind of this high-minded philosophical sort of thing, but it's also incredibly lowbrow. And the way I described it, I was, you know, to my stepkid was saying that it's too smart to be a dumb movie, but it's too dumb to be a smart movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that.
It is a movie that's worth having seen. If for no other reason than the end of it is the most balls up fucking weird thing I have ever seen in a movie theater. I have never seen a movie go more off the rails deliberately and joyously, you know, celebrating like it's like completely apeshit at the end like this movie does. And I was like, that was okay. All my other qualms with it, it's like, okay, I'm glad I saw this because that was fucking crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a fair assessment of that movie from what I've
seen. Is it a movie that's worth seeing now, or should What's I just that? Redbox it?
I missed that.
Should Eric Redbox it or go see it at the theater?
I would say it's probably more of a Redbox thing. I don't know that I would go suggest
it. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. All right, so what are you giving Sausage Party, Mug?
I would give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Anything above 5 I consider worth watching. 5 or below.
I mean, it's worth watching. I don't know that it's worth watching twice.
Yeah. All right. That's fair. I'll have to watch it and tell you what I think about it because I've been wanting to see that movie for a little bit too. Eric, you watched The Witch, a.k.a. VVITCH.
The Vitch.
Yeah.
The Vitch. Yeah.
The Vitch. Now you have
it. This is a movie that's a, I guess it's a fantasy period piece, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, I would say so.
And it takes a lot of the folklore of witchcraft and the post-colonial era.
Yeah.
But, so that's like at least, what, 20 years before the revolution?
Yeah, around there, I'd say. Around, yeah, I could see it happening right before the revolution or right about that time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's about this family who leaves this plantation. I guess I guess they set up a colony somewhere, but it's like it's a religious community, closed gate type of thing. No. But they apparently had problems with them, so they kicked. So he went to court, and then it was decided that they'd be exiled.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to make it in the wilderness.
Much like Freak and Mug when they play harmonica. Exiled.
Anyways,
I don't understand what you're trying to say there, Frank.
Anyways, all the family slowly is murdered by dark forces, I guess.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it. I heard it's actually a genuinely creepy / scary movie.
And the girl almost gets sold off, and she has problems with her parents, and they're all high stressed out because they keep dying.
Yeah, I like this movie quite a bit. How stressed
out too?
Of course, since the girl has nothing left to live for, she becomes a witch too.
Yeah, I like this movie because it does get. It's all about atmosphere. With this movie, it's not the normal typical jump scare fest that most horror movies have evolved to. It's pretty good, and I like how they kept the dialogue like kind of back in those days, like so you kind of have to, I don't know. Sometimes it's really hard for me to understand the old English language that they're kind of speaking, but I don't know. I like this movie quite a bit, Eric. What would you give this movie, Eric?
I'd probably give it a 6.5.
Yeah, I'd give it like 6.5, 7. That's what I would give it too. I saw this movie a while back.
I notice that the audio was a little weak, so I don't have a stereo system, so I had to crank up my volume just to hear and turn on the subtitles.
Yeah, that's
it's kind of a quiet movie.
Yeah. There's a lot of subtlety in The Witch. Mug, have you seen The Witch? Did we lose
money? No, I have not. That's what I was saying. Like, I want to because I heard good stuff about it, but no, I haven't.
Also,
seen
I figured out what was going on with my whole Blu-ray drive on my PS4. Apparently, this is an issue with my TV more than it probably is with Sony. Although I think my console and Sony's firmware plays a part in it, but whenever I switch to a movie, it will reset the input, but sometimes the handshank won't go along with it, so I have to replug the input back in because currently I don't have it plugged into my capture card, so I can't just switch an input because the way the TV works is you can't switch an input unless something's active.
Yeah.
And I've already used all my ports.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Sony, they did quietly add two-step verification to PSN, so
I wish they had Castlevania Dracula X Chronicles support to the PSP backwards compatibility on the Vita TV. But that probably won't ever happen. I know that you can play Maverick Hunter X on there. I don't know about powered up, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can also try to, if you download it to the PS3, you can try transferring it to the Vita that way. A lot of stuff that doesn't work, if you download it directly, it will work that way. Yeah. Like Metal Gear Solid works that way.
Yeah.
It's a PSP game, so playing on the Vita is not a problem. I was trying to play on the Vita TV, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you put it on the Vita, then you may still be able to do that. But I don't know. I've not run into any PSP game that I put onto the PS Vita that didn't, or rather the PS TV that didn't work.
Which is weird because I think you can actually download it from the shop.
So I'm pretty certain.
I don't know why it is.
That's interesting. All right. Hey, Freak, do you have any reviews at all?
Oh, no, not really.
All right.
Did you ask him if he had a Sweeto?
Did I? I don't think I did.
I gave a Sweeto. He asked me for it right after I gave my Stinko.
Yeah.
It was on my download list. It wasn't on the shop. That's right. Never mind.
All right.
I don't know why it lets me download it in the first place, though.
I think that's it for reviews. I don't think we have time for free-for-all. We're coming up to the end of it here, guys. Freak, appreciate you being on the show. What do you want to plug, sir?
I'll plug the Zombie Anonymous. Your 12-step program for coping with the undead addiction.
Yeah, there you go.
I think you need to plug your harmonica duet.
Oh, God, let's not do that. Freak, you're exiled, you son of a bitch.
You could take harmonica lessons from Freak.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that would not be healthy for this show, man. That would be awful. Then all we, this show would devolve into Mud playing his harmonica in the style of Led Zeppelin or something, man. That's no Stairways to Heaven with harmonica there.
Break. You say devolve. Oh, son of a bitch. The rest of us say evil.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is the worst show ever, guys. This is absolutely the worst fucking show I've ever done in my life. Like just a few shows ago, we had episode 400, which is a pinnacle of the show. And then we get to 404, and we're already down to fucking Stairway to Heaven on harmonica. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. This is the worst thing ever.
Let's plug to get out here, please.
Security guys. Mug, your plugs.
All right, you can find me on basically whatever. Find me as at Moriamug. It's MoriyaMug.
All right. Eric, your plug, sir.
You can find my reviews at sites like BostonBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, HonestGamers.com, and GameTactics.com.
Yeah, you're all over and the place, Eric.
You can also find my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man. It might be a while before I do another video because I'm not sure I want to do another video after the Crystal Pepsi video the way that turned out. I mean, it's okay, but I'd rather the audio not skip.
Yeah.
And the video to lag. And apparently there won't be an update to what's going on with my software until Microsoft fixes its drivers in an update.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's on their end. Because the way the videos are encoded now aren't supported by the update that apparently forces certain things to work differently.
Yeah. All right. But, anything else, Eric?
Yeah. I'm going to plug a game release next week. God Eater 2 Rage Burst comes out. And if you buy first print edition of the game, I don't think it's just a pre-order thing. It's like just a first print run. You also get a free digital code for God Eater Resurrection, and you'd probably want to play that first. Because it's the first game.
Did you get high on Crystal Pepsi and that's why your video's all fucked up, Eric? That's what Breakman's asking.
Crystal Messi.
Yeah, Crystal Messi. Crystal Messi.
Also, I had a video I had planned for Sprite Tropical Mix because I thought it was Sprite Tropical Mix. It was just a rebranded LeBron mix, but no, it's something different.
That's interesting. I wish they would come out with more diet versions of all the that stuff, because I would try them, but whatever.
I wish they had a diet Mountain Dew Whiteout.
Yeah. Hey,
do they even sell Whiteout anymore?
Breakman, did I get your Sweeto, Breakman?
Yes.
Okay. Your plugs, Breakman.
At Break_man and at RPGrinders on Twitter.
Also, if anybody knows where to find Fanta Cherry Limeade, then please tell me.
No, there you go.
And whatever Eric just said.
My plugs are as follows. Check out Wiffix and I's show called Wherewithal at Share the Wear on Twitter. We're thinking of doing a new episode here real soon. We got a few ideas in mind for movies and stories and stuff like that. So,
do any of those ideas involve GDP?
You son of a bitch, man. You had to make this the worst show ever for me, Breakman, right? That was the straw that broke the camel's back, man.
The worst show for you.
Exiled.
When people are excited for you to do something that you used to do that they enjoyed.
Oh, my God, man. This is the worst show ever.
It is a legitimate question.
It's you with logic, and your response is, this is the worst show ever.
Yep. We enjoyed GDP, and we're asking for it to come back.
You guys enjoyed? You guys enjoyed breaking me down after every RP Grinder show by making me listen to a bunch of shitty music. That's what happened. It's a conspiracy theory of all you guys. You guys, that's what it is. I've come to the conclusion it's a conspiracy against me to kill me off and get a new host to the show. I know it, man. I know it. I know that's what's going on. So,
elect myself as the next host.
Oh, Jesus. I have been thinking about doing another GDP, but the timing hasn't been right. So.
Oh, I just got something that'll make my weekend.
Uh-oh. What's that, Eric?
Review code for Trails of Cold Steel
2. Oh, shit. We were just talking about Trails of Cold Steel earlier. Right on, man. Good job, Eric.
I had plans to play Attack of Titan, but I can wait until next week.
You can keep
Attack
putting
of
it
what
on.
Now?
Attack on Titan. Right.
No, I'll play that a little bit in the morning. I mean, it's almost a Dynasty Warriors game, but not really because it plays completely differently.
Yeah, it's Dynasty Warriors, but not really. I like that assessment. That's awesome.
Because, like, it doesn't have the kill a bunch of soldiers and watch them die because you're fighting a bunch of Titans.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank Freak for being on the show. Make sure you check out Zombies Anonymous. It's really, really, really good. All kidding aside, it's a really good zombie show that you guys should listen to. Thank you, Dungeon Buster, as always. Thank you to MXT, who was in there earlier. And that's
I guess
about
I can add that as a sweeto. Something I didn't expect to happen happened.
Yep, there you go.
I have to be vague about it.
Have a good, safe weekend this week. We want to see you back here next week, guys. Until then, we are out. Thanks, guys. Oh, son of a bitch.
Was that a hell fart?
That's a didgeridoo.
God, would you guys stop interrupting? I'm trying to listen to this.
Son of a bitch right now. It's a didgeridoo. Exiled every last goddamn one of you.